Dear friends, greetings to all. I'd like to comment on the following argument, which is very common online, that the Apostle Paul, that wonderful apostle after whom I was named, distorted the original teachings of Christ and changed Christianity. Here's Thomas. And in general, what we have today is no longer Christianity, but some kind of a Pauline teaching. What can be said against this, of course, false argument? First, Christ himself in the Gospel of Matthew says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So if Christ, the Lord God, built the church, then not only have the gates of hell already prevailed, but literally 15, 20 years later, a man came along and single-handedly destroyed everything. Well, that's strange. That's the first point. That's the second point. If we take the New Testament and look at its teachings, that is, the four Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles written by Luke the Evangelist, the Epistle of Jude the Apostle, the three Epistles of John the Theologian, the two Epistles of Peter the Apostle, and also the Epistle of James the Apostle, and the Apocalypse also by John the Theologian. Then we study everything and systematize the entire teaching, everything that's written there. And then we take the 14 epistles of Paul the Apostle and look at what Paul writes and compare the first with the second. We'll see that the apostles all said the same things that Paul said. Moreover, Paul himself writes how he came to Jerusalem and recounted what he taught Peter. Well, it's clear that in the times when Paul was preaching, everyone communicated with each other, of course. And of course, if the Apostle Paul had suddenly said something wrong, it would have become obvious to everyone, and so on, and so on. And finally, I'd like to say that these words about the Apostle Paul come from people who, of course, have never read the Apostle Paul's epistle or the New Testament, in general, the New Testament, because anyone who loves to read the Holy Scriptures, the Bible in general, and the New Testament in particular, will certainly understand that this is, well, simply blatant nonsense.